get fancy. There are a few things you have to do in life, and they are all fun, but you do have to start slow and humble. You have to bid farewell to your bullies so that people can laugh behind you without you thinking that they are laughing at you. You are an emergent miracle of the universe, the second finest thing to love, and you have to love yourself too. They lied to you. You were always perfectly smart, and memorization was not education. It was a shallow mockery of it. You were not supposed to cram so that everyone got paid. You were supposed to fail while daring greatly. Getting passed along through high school while learning programming, precision 3D modeling, canvas painting with the aid of wall projectors or camera obscura, and beat sequencer and piano roll composition, house music. Instead of pleasing Mrs. Schmeezels and memorizing to get a passing grade, you were supposed to be exploring your favorite places in the world, from pixel art arcades to wherever you could make a fancy ruckus with plumbing and rebar so that you could sample it and use drums unheard of before in your songs. It was never troublemaking. That was the birth of your learning. And that your self-education is such an inconvenience to others that they will outright punish you for it. How dare you judge? How dare you evaluate, think, yearn to comprehend, and not merely memorize in a shallow mockery? How dare you learn for your own future when there is stuff you need to do right now to make everybody else's lives more convenient? It is a story as old as Socrates, as old as Leonardo's own imagination, and all the great daughters of philosophy, the sciences. Instead of people turning against whatever pressures are crushing them, they will crush whatever is easier, and you will suffer for it. If you let them, you will face a life of stress, where your curiosity will wither and your creativity be that of a child. If you don't grow, nothing within you will grow either. Go find a used wall projector and paint 1,000 paintings this year. Create a library of drums never heard before and sit down to learning programming to compose bodybuilder music that will turn hours into minutes as your customers age backwards. Programmatically weave endless raves where your paintings dance and your legacy becomes astonishing. Take to crossing the great trails, a baby step at a time, with a new narrated book written by a great being playing in your ear each day. The Appalachian Trail, the Pacific Crest Trail, and the Continental Divide, and the three together, the Triple Crown. Where you can peacefully inherit your true culture, the culture of greatness, of truth, clarity, invention, and fact over opinion. The world will keep you poor and make you fat or old. Office will take your best years, and obesity or aging will take the rest. Stop it. Stop it. The choices you make today dictate the rest of your life. You have to be much more careful. The power is within you. Do not wait to be taught, but rise to learn on your own, to comprehend and explore and to no end. Follow your noblest curiosities and let their seeds grow into lush forests. Master your time on earth, not as an employee, but as a creature of the stars. You have to grow up on your own, and all the way up, all the way until you become a great being. That is the only way that you can do your older self justice, and the only way that you can help the world move forward.